Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighbor guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like you're stuck on a hamster wheel, running faster and faster but getting nowhere? You know that feeling when the news cycle is just relentless doom and gloom, work deadlines are piling up, and your social media feed feels more like a pressure cooker than a connection hub. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be ruled by chaos. Today on Fortitude First, we're diving into the stoic practice of cultivating inner peace in a world that often feels anything but peaceful. Because let's face it, having a zen-like calm amidst the storm isn't about ignoring the chaos, it's about choosing how we react to it. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose to build a sturdy shelter. First up, remember that peace starts from within. It's not something we find out there in the whirlwind of external events. It's cultivated through our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes. This means practicing mindfulness, being present in the moment instead of constantly worrying about the past or future. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it takes practice. Second, focus on what you can control. There are going to be things that happen in life, good and bad, that are completely beyond our influence. Dwelling on those is like trying to swim upstream, exhausting and ultimately futile. Instead, channel your energy into the things you can control. Your responses, your efforts, your choices. Take ownership of your reactions because they are the only things that truly define your experience. Third, cultivate gratitude. This one might seem cheesy, but hear me out. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, it shifts our perspective and opens us up to a sense of contentment. It's like this. Imagine you have two friends, one who's always complaining about everything they don't have and the other who's constantly grateful for even the smallest things. Who do you want to spend time with? Fourth, remember that challenges are opportunities. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Every obstacle is a chance to learn, grow, and become stronger. When you face a setback, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become more resilient? Remember, the path to inner peace isn't always smooth sailing. It's about navigating the rough waters with grace and determination. And finally, don't be afraid to disconnect. In a world that's constantly demanding our attention, taking time to unplug is essential for preserving our mental well-being. Whether it's spending time in nature, meditating, reading a good book, or simply enjoying some quiet solitude, make sure you schedule regular breaks from the digital noise. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your mind starts racing with all the things that could go wrong. You start feeling stressed and anxious. Now, here's where stoicism comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, use this time as an opportunity to practice mindfulness. Focus on your breath, observe your surroundings, and remind yourself that you can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction to it. Maybe listen to a calming song or even use this time for some mental exercises. Visualize success in your meeting, think about things you're grateful for, or simply enjoy the quiet moments. Remember, inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. And just like any journey, there will be ups and downs along the way. But by practicing these stoic principles, you can cultivate a sense of calm and resilience that will help you navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. So go out there, face your day with fortitude, and remember peace starts from within. And hey, if this resonates with you, share it with someone who needs a little dose of inner peace. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps other folks find their way here. See you tomorrow for another dose of Fortitude First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.